This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You could file this next story under trade imbalances, or you could file it under the unintended consequences of the law of supply and demand, or you could file it under homeless puppies. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusea explains.
Meet Kipper, 3 months old, squirmy, little white patch on his head shaped like a heart, and like a lot of dogs in the poor and rural South, nobody wanted him. My wife Lauren and I have been fostering Kipper for a couple of weeks at our house in Macon.
There was an animal cruelty case and it overflowed the shelter and the dogs who had been there the longest were going to have to be euthanized.
So a local rescue organization posted the most adorable puppies to Facebook looking for temporary homes. That's how we got involved. But now it's time for Kipper to go. Lots of foster parents like us pull into a parking lot south of Atlanta. We hand our little house guests over to Angie Moore, who loads them onto her customized pet van.
There we go, sweetie.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
She'll drive through the night to New England, where there are a lot more people looking to adopt pets.
Who pays you?
Rescues, adopters. There's so many people that want to see these dogs get up there.
In Hurricane Katrina, relocation of animals really lit up.
Sandy Montrose is with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
So many groups started moving animals out, and many of those groups are still working to save animals from risk today.
And a lot of the migration remains south to north, but Montrose says other routes are emerging.
In California, there's an overabundance of chihuahuas, which aren't easy to find in other areas of the country.
The ASPCA just launched an online map to help connect exporters with importers, for lack of less callous terms. Speaking of which, meet the person who paid for Kipper's trip north.
My name is Erlene LeBourne. I'm founder of Maine Lab Rescue.
LeBourne got started a year ago and now makes her living from adoption fees. She gets flack sometimes for running a rescue for profit, but...
We have saved over 650 lives at this point.
I asked all these people, why are there so many more unwanted pets in the South than the North? Short answer, poverty. A lot of folks can't afford to care for their pets, and shelters definitely noticed an influx when the economy tanked. LeBourne thinks there's also a cultural issue.
Folks just don't spay and neuter. By the same token, here in Maine, spay and neuter is a way of life.
And weather is a factor. Stray dogs can't hack a real winter, but where it's warm year-round, a dog can live a full life on the street, eating garbage and making more doggies. Kipper, by the way, got adopted by a family in Portland, Maine. They renamed him Damon. Not sure how I feel about that. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusea for Marketplace.